Blog Talk Radio.
Happiness, and of course, good spirits. And again, as always, we are humbled with the fact that you guys are kind enough to listen to us and to continue to help the show to grow and develop. Anyway, as always, we try to talk about positive things along with businesses and different things like that, and also sharing information with you so that you'll be better informed and so that you can kind of look at every day with a positive mindset and with a positive take action type of way of looking at things. Ladies and gentlemen, as we all know, life happens. It happens to all of us. And unfortunately, if it doesn't happen, then we cease to exist. So today, what we're going to talk about is that same subject of life, which we always talk about, the same subject of taking charge and taking responsibility and doing the things that you need to do to make your dreams come true. The other day, I was actually talking with a colleague of mine. And he's actually not even in this country. He's actually out of the Canada area. And, we were going back and forth talking about some different things. And we were talking about our dreams and our hopes and the things that we want for our families and, you know, how we want to develop and grow and some of the things that we're into. And it was really interesting because here it is, we've got two people that are from totally different environments, totally different backgrounds, totally different levels of ethnicity and all of these different things. However, our overall goals are the same. Even though our experiences may be different, even though our ways of getting there may be somewhat similar yet different, they all seem to be about the same. And what I'm saying is that we're trying to do the best we can, not only for ourselves, but also for our families and the people that we care about. And we care about other human beings, and we want to help as many people as we can as we grow, as we develop, and as we, you know, try to get through this thing called life. And it's just really interesting when you look at it, how the world works. So the miracle of the mind, the miracle of the soul and the heart are very interesting. And they're very interesting in the sense of how we box things up, how we categorize them, how we see them, you know, what one man's goal is over another man's goal, what our actual ways are of doing the things that we want to do. And to me, that is totally fascinating. And it's totally fascinating because we're only here for a second, you know, in the scheme of things. In the scheme of things, we're only here for a second. But what you need to understand, or what I'd like you to understand and hopefully take from this, is what you think and believe you are is what you become. So by having faith in yourself and doing the right things and understanding that there's going to be adjustments down the road, there's going to be things that come up. There's going to be times when you need to stand firm. There's going to be times when you need to walk away. There's going to be times when you need to give it 120,000%. Those are the things that are going to get you through those hard times. Understand, if you've got a dream, if you've got a goal, if you've got something that you're passionate about, stick with it. I'm saying never let that thing go. However, even though you're sticking with this passion, even though you're sticking with this dream, even though you're working to grow and develop and do all of these different things that you want to do to make your life the Shangri-La that you want it to be, everything starts with you. Everything. There's nothing that doesn't not start with you. Everything starts with you. So if you don't take charge, take hold, and start doing the things that you need to do to make those adjustments happen, then they're not going to happen. If you keep waiting for somebody else to make your life better, your life isn't going to happen, because the only person whose responsibility that it is to make your life happy is you. The only person whose responsibility it is and mission it is to find success for you and your family, because if you're the person that's taking care of your family, you're one of the controlling entities in that family's way of doing things, way of thinking, all of the above, then that means you have to make sure that you're in the right place, that your mindset is correct, that your heart is in the correct place, that you're basically your being, your soul is in the correct place. And whatever it takes to get you there that doesn't hurt another human being and doesn't destroy anybody else, then that's what you need to do. That's what you need to find. But never give up. You know, don't think because somebody tells you that they've got another way of doing things that that means you have to abandon your way. However, you've got to survive long enough until your particular thing goes through. You know, I was reading a couple of different motivational speaker stuff, and they were talking about the fact that, you know, they would rather fail at what they love than succeed at what they hate. And that's fine. But here's what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that I understand that. I somewhat agree with that and all of the above. But if you fail miserably enough that you can't continue, then guess what? You still failed. Why? Because you didn't live your dream. So what I'm saying is like everybody that goes to work every day, understand, and you've heard this from me before, your job isn't the end-all, be-all. Your job is supposed to be a stepping stone for you to go to the next level of your evolution. And everything goes through evolution. Human beings have been going through evolution for hundreds and thousands of years. Animals, the earth constantly goes through evolution. It constantly goes through change. It constantly goes through adjustment. Change is part of the development of you. Change is part of what makes us who we are. And change is also the thing that helps us to make those improvements, to make those changes. So my question to everybody and my solution to everybody is, what do you want out of life? And is what you want out of life enough? Are you doing enough to make yourself happy? Are you doing enough to make the others happy, to take care of your responsibilities? Are you so wrapped up in whatever it is that you're doing that you're kind of missing the boat? We constantly have to keep our eyes open. We constantly have to look for opportunities. Again, I am not saying, just like I was telling my friend the other day, I am not saying don't give up your dream. But what I'm saying is that if you need to, you know, step over to the left a little bit, because the left is going to continue to help you be able to follow your dreams, to do the things that you need to do to get a little bit closer to your overall goal, then that's what you need to do. Again, no question, if you have a dream and you're passionate about it, continue to work on that dream. Continue to try to grow and develop and do the things that you need to do so that you can become better. But understand that for things to change, you have to change. I'm not talking about changing your whole life. I'm talking about little minor adjustments that each of us have to deal with and experience throughout our lives. We all go through financial problems. We all lose loved ones. We all have different things that we have to deal with as far as people's attitudes and things not quite going the way that we want and people misunderstanding us and us trying to get certain things done. We just keep running into that roadblock. As somebody said, that old bus just keeps on backing on over you, just keeps on backing on over you. But that's all of us. There isn't anybody that is immune. There isn't anybody that doesn't have to go through these changes. Even people that have more money than you could possibly think of, even people that you think are the happiest people in the world. Again, everybody has their own little closet. Everybody has their own little secrets. Everybody has their own little issues. Everybody has things that are going on in their lives that basically control their lives. These are things that they can't run away from. When you look in the mirror, ladies and gentlemen, you are looking at you, but you're also looking at how you perceive you. Sometimes you need to relook at that and see how other people perceive you. Because if your goal is to motivate, if your goal is to get them on board, if your goal is to get them to believe in you and to help you to achieve the goals that you want to achieve, then like another person said, then you need to find a way to help them reach their goals. Because if you can help them reach their goals, then guess what? they're going to be more apt to try to help you reach your goals. Again, if you can help as many people as possible to reach their goals, you're going to have that many more people. I'm not saying everybody. Some people are takers. But you're going to have more people on your side trying to help you to reach those goals that you want to reach, because you're helping them to reach those goals that they want to reach. That is really critical. It's really critical because there's a lot of us out there looking for help. You know, there's a lot of us out there looking for somebody that's going to listen. There's a lot of us out there that don't really know which direction to go in. There's a lot of us out there that don't really have a direction at all. That doesn't mean that we don't want to go someplace, but we also need to take responsibility for where we want to go, figure out where we want to go, and then start looking at the different ways to get there, knowing that there's going to be oceans and rivers and seas and valleys and lakes and streams and cracks and rocks and mountains and all these other things are going to be in buildings and all these things are going to be in our way. However, those things are probably in your way because they need to be in your way. And until you can knock down the walls that you've created, until you can knock down the negativity that you have inside you, that you're carrying with you every day, those obstacles are always going to seem insurmountable. They're always going to seem as if you can't get through it. They're always going to seem as if it's one more thing in your way. But also understand that each and every one of us has to learn from our errors. We have to learn from other people's errors. You know, one of the smartest things that anybody ever said to me is, if you really want to know how to make something work, if you really want to succeed in what you're doing, look at someone else that's already done what you want to do, and then take note from that person's experience to help you experience what you want to experience. Take their success and see which things that they've used to succeed can help you get closer to succeed. You know, you can't go to somebody that has failed at everything and do everything that that person has done and succeed. You can't take advice from somebody who's miserable on how to be happy. However, you can look at the things that those people have done and see how they've set themselves up for failure, and then figure out, based on you, how you don't want to repeat that same movie. You know, I look at people that fall in love. They fall in love, but the person that they've fallen in love with isn't really in love with them. So that person does what? They figure, this person just doesn't know that I love them, and that person is going to be with me for life, and they're not getting away from me, and all this other craziness. But in the meantime, they can't figure out how to keep this person. Mind you, think about it. Should you be trying to keep someone that doesn't want you? The answer is really simple. And, you know, to those listening, it's a no-brainer. The answer is no. You shouldn't be trying to keep anybody that doesn't want you. However, we have an entire country full of children that are from unions that happened because somebody in the relationship decided that that other person was going to be theirs, and that was going to be a way to do it. This is not new information, ladies and gentlemen. This has been happening for hundreds of years, thousands probably of years. However, it continues to happen. Why does it continue to happen? Because we're not looking at the problems that we personally have inside. We're not looking at our own insecurities. We're not looking at the fact that we are being so irresponsible that we're bringing another life into the situation that shouldn't be in it. And then you want to blame the mother, or you want to blame the father, or you want to blame whoever. You two shouldn't have been together. All right, ladies, it was a bump in the night. Guys, it was a bump in the night. She's really not really interested in you. Young lady, he's not really interested in you either. Or if he should be, then guess what? What's that old saying? Let him go. Move on with your life. as one of the singers said, if he's a loser or if she's a loser and they let you know they're a loser in the beginning, then guess what? Step away. But also remember that it may not be them that's a loser. It may be you, which brings us back to that mirror again, what you see in the mirror and what reality is. We all need to, again, find a way to see things as we are. Ladies and gentlemen, each and every one of you, each and every one of us is worth the work. We're worth the effort. All right? Each and every one of us has greatness within us. Each and every one of us has genius within us. If you don't think so, just look at the stuff you do. The average person does to not do the things that they need to do. By God, there's some genius going on. Look at some of the things that some people that are into nefarious types of enterprises do to not have to work. They work so hard to not work that it would be easier and probably more profitable for them to work, which is an amazing situation. However, it's what people do. You know, I was talking with my nephew the other day, and I was explaining to him, I said, listen, let me explain something to you, and let me explain something to you that is universal, yet nobody seems to listen to it. You cannot beat the system. I'm not saying that you won't get away with a few things, but what I'm saying is that in the long run, you cannot beat the system. Why can you not beat the system? Because, you've heard this before, the system is a system. Because the system is a system, then it's kind of like, look at how a building is built. If any one piece, especially if it's a critical piece in the building, is out of place, what happens to the stability of the building? The building falls, or the building is now at risk of falling. Correct? Correct. Well, that's the system. You are, and I mean, everything has to be aligned and everything has to be in order. Most of us, we're human beings. We're subject to fail. We're not built to a we don't operate on a schematic like that. We don't operate with a mindset like that. What we operate with is we want to get it done. So we're going to take shortcuts. We're going to deviate. We're going to listen to our friends. We're going to listen to our families. We're going to not take what we know is sound advice and look at it in the correct way and follow it the correct way. However, the system has a series of different dominoes that have to be knocked over. What does a person do? A person skips a domino. Oh, well, I can take a shortcut here, and I can take a shortcut there, and I can take a shortcut here. Well, as you're taking those shortcuts, you're moving faster and faster to your goal. However, you've got a weak foundation in back of you. And because you have a weak foundation in back of you, when your house is fully built, it falls. It crumbles. Why does it crumble? Because you were built, your house was built on a faulty foundation. The structure was not sound. So since the structure was not sound, your house crumbled. You can't beat the system. However, you can improve your systems, all right? As we've gone through our evolution in life, and I'm talking about our human evolution, our evolution of development, all of that, as the future has stepped forward, we can do things now that we couldn't do 50 years ago, 20 years ago, 100 years ago. It doesn't matter. We can do more things now, you know, information. You know, a gigabyte. If you got a gigabyte on something, by God, that was an ungodly amount of information that, you know, you had on your hard drive or what have you. Well, now you've got people that have terabytes. What is that? That's the evolution of the individual. That's you growing, you developing, that's you learning. And as you learn and develop and grow, what happens? Innovation happens. You get better. You start learning. Well, the problem with most of us is that we stop learning. We get in our minds that we want a certain thing a certain way, and we stop accepting the valid data that got us where we already are. You know, there's another saying, and the saying is, in order to get where you want to be, you have to get new information. because the information that got you where you are has gotten you as far as it's going to get you. You need to retool. You need to step it up. You need to take yourself, your knowledge, your experience to the next level so that you can experience and you can be around long enough to experience the next things that are going to happen. Again, there is genius within you. There is genius within us all. However, unless we do the things necessary to put ourselves in the position to capitalize on that knowledge, capitalize on that learning, capitalize on having more and better experiences, we're going to constantly fall backwards. We're going to constantly miss the mark. We're going to constantly fall short. And then we're going to constantly want to blame the world. You know, there's a little bit of information on me on the site. And again, it's a lot of information, but it's a little bit of information because my experiences are vast. However, everybody's experiences are vast. Now, the interesting question is not are your experiences vast, it's are your experiences valid? They're valid to you. Are they valid to those around you? Are they valid to the people that don't know you? And you take those experiences and have you learned from those experiences that you've experienced? Have you truly experienced it or has it been somebody else's experience? From those other experiences, have you learned anything? Are you growing? Are you developing? Are you becoming what you were meant to be? These are questions that each of us needs to ask ourselves every day. And I'm not talking about spending your life asking you why certain things happen. But what I'm saying is take from that and gain knowledge. Every day you should try to learn something new. Every day you should try to talk to somebody new. Every day you should try to experience something that is going to help you grow and develop. Notice I didn't say kill you or hurt you. I'm saying that's going to help you grow and experience. Every day you also need to be aware. You need to be aware of what's going on around you. You need to be aware of what's going on with you. You need to be aware of who you're being around and how that's affecting you. What's the cause? What's the effect? What are you getting out of it? Are you getting anything out of it? Again, like I was talking to my friend the other day, we're both involved in a business. The business is a great business. And when I say it's a great business, what I'm talking about is it is a phenomenal product. The problem with the product is getting people to understand that the product is a phenomenal product. And it's part of that learning curve. Is this the perfect time? Yes, it's a perfect time. However, getting a person to understand that it's the perfect time and then getting a person in and getting them to do what they need to do is now the next step. So the first thing is convincing an individual, like any type of sales. And you have to do the same thing with yourself. The first thing is to get people to understand that this is the way it should be. Great. Now, from there, we need to now, once we've gotten them to understand and agree that this is the way they need to be, now they get in. Well, what's the next part? Here's where the real work comes. Now you need to get that same individual to understand that in order for this to work, they have to apply it. They have to inculcate it into their mindset, into their way of thinking, and they now need to implement. They need to set up that series of different things that they're going to do, and then they need to make it a routine. But what happens with most people? Most people, they'll set it up, they're balls to the walls, they're surefire, they're going to get it done, they're going to take care of it, and then what happens? They don't follow through. They don't take care of it. So since they don't take care of it and they don't take it to the next step, well, now they start getting aggravated. Why do they get aggravated? Because they've got money coming out, but they're not seeing a response. However, you can't do it for them, because if you do it for them, then it becomes an additional job for you. If it becomes an additional job for you, then that means as soon as you step away from it, that person is going to stop doing it. So now, again, it's going to stop working. It's really a vicious cycle. But if you look throughout life, that's how everybody does stuff. You know, at the beginning of the year, everybody jumps up and they're like, I'm going to do this. I've got this New Year's resolution. I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to take care of that. Or, honey, I'm never going to do that again. I'm never going to do that again. And then what ends up happening? They're doing it again. And they're doing it again. And they continuously go into this cycle. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, I'm not telling you to get rid of your bad habits. What I'm telling you to do is to start accepting good habits. Start pulling in habits that are going to help you to grow and develop. And as you bring in these new habits to grow and develop, what's going to happen is eventually, in time, those new habits will replace those bad habits. Again, are the bad habits still there somewhere? Yeah, they're still there somewhere. However, you've now made the new habits such a strong part of your life that they no longer win over the bad habits because you're now getting the result. You know, as one gentleman said, you know, you don't take a crash diet and succeed. What happens is you start doing exercise, you start taking a little bit of a diet, you start watching what you eat, and as you realize that you're losing weight, you're like, wow, I've got a success here. Wow, I'm moving forward. Wow, I can fit into these pants I couldn't fit into before. Wow, my finances are improving. Wow, I was able to answer that question that I wouldn't have been able to answer a week ago because I've improved my knowledge, because I've improved my sphere. I've stepped away from the guys that only want to talk about football, basketball, soccer, hockey, whatever. You know, I've stepped away from the guys that only want to drink beer. And now I'm talking to a different group of people. Notice I didn't say a better group of people, because there's people that do all of these things that are phenomenal individuals. However, we are talking about you, Inc. We're talking about growing you. We're talking about providing for your family. We're talking about you living your dreams. We're talking about you understanding that the more people you help, the more people that want to help you as you go through your evolution of life, and also understanding that people are going to let you down. A person's going to call you and say, hey, I'm in. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. And then tomorrow they don't do it, or next week they don't do it. That's fine. That's them. They'll find their time. However, you need to do what you need to do to get where you need to go. And you can't count on any one thing or any one person. In most industries, can you sell pizza to one person and succeed as a pizza man? The chances are pretty low. You need to talk to and sell pizza to thousands of people in order for you to be a successful pizzeria person. You can't do business with one company and usually succeed. And if you do succeed with that company, when that company drops you, what happens to your success rate? It goes in the toilet. So again, as I was saying to my friend, you have to diversify yourself, your businesses, all of the above. However, you also need to be around people that add to you, that don't take from you. And I'm not talking necessarily about money. So again, ladies and gentlemen, you need to get committed to win. You need to do the things necessary that are going to bring you the success that you want. You know, like I said, my father used to tell me, boy, get out the bed, you sleep long enough when you die. Ladies and gentlemen, the clock is ticking. If you don't step forward and take responsibility for you, then you're not going to win. It's the little things in life that give you victory. It's the little details that make the serious difference between your success and your failure. It's opening your eyes not to just your rainbow, but understanding that there are other rainbows. Some are false rainbows, some are real rainbows. But if you follow them correctly, then guess what? You're going to find your pot at the end of your rainbow. You know, we can't underachieve. Underachievement. The tallest blade of grass is the cut by a lawnmower. So, I know that sounds a little abstract, but we all need to find that even keel. We all need to make sure that we're steady, but we also need to be flexible. We also need to be able to adjust. If the wind blows really, really hard and you're the biggest, strongest, and mightiest tree, you're probably too rigid and you're going to snap. However, if you're a little bush and you're flicking around in the wind, or guess what? That little small tree is still there, and that big one is broken. Don't get broken. Don't give up on your dreams. Keep working to be the best person that you can possibly be, and you'll get there. Again, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show, and I want to say thank you for listening. As always, remember, the miracle of the mind, the soul, and the heart are incredible. But you have to believe in yourself, and then you have to follow that up with the correct actions so that you can get to where you want to get. Thank you very much, everybody. Please share the blogs and share the Zurian Show and our information with everybody that you think can actually get something from it. And as always, I want to thank you for listening. Take care. Have a great life. And understand. those little steps are important. Start taking them and moving them in the way that's going to help you to get what you want out of your life. Live, love, and be happy.